will be interesting, and there will be discussions of climate, and then there is the doing of climate change, and that is much harder. With Bloomberg Law, Stephen Lee joins us, their environment reporter. Stephen Lee, what are the first glimmers that you are seeing, not so much of a Biden tone, but the ability to do Biden climate policy?
Well, the biggest thing that we have seen just in the past few days is that the Biden administration has started putting into use basically an accounting maneuver that gives its agencies the ability to issue much tougher new regulations on industries that emit a lot of carbon. You know, you have to think about industries like, for instance, power plants, airlines, trucking and rail companies, you know, manufacturers, iron makers, steel makers, and building owners.
So, Stephen, give us a sense here. Is this something, what are we talking about? Is this a tax on these companies, or is this just something to say, hey, we're going to measure your carbon emissions and much more strictly than perhaps under the prior administration?
Yeah, it is definitely not a tax. What the Biden administration did was significantly raise by up to 50 times what's known as the social cost of carbon, which is the estimated cost imposed on society by each ton of greenhouse gases emitted into the atmosphere. Obviously, that's a hard thing to quantify in dollars and cents, but they did it. So now, when an agency like the EPA does a cost-benefit analysis of a proposed rule, it is easier for them to show that the monetary benefits of the rule outweigh the costs imposed on businesses. Bottom line, what it means is tougher rules for businesses.
So is this something, Stephen, that it seems kind of arbitrary to me? Is this something that can literally come from the executive branch without any congressional oversight?
Yeah, it is a tough thing to calculate. There's an interagency working group within the Biden administration that sits down. They've got, you know, lots of formulas for doing this, and they just run the numbers and they come up with this final calculation. It is not something, to my knowledge, that can be appealed or challenged directly. There actually have been questions about the transparency of, you know, how this work is being done, and that's something that's been going on for a long time.
I've got to ask, Stephen Lee, with your heritage, and folks, the acclaim of Stephen Lee in covering Silicon Valley is noted as he's moved on to environment and important stuff on coal, among other things. Stephen Lee, what's your take on the future of Silicon Valley right now? With all the regulation going on and all the technological ferment that's going on, what's your take on what Silicon Valley will look like into the future?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, on the environmental side, we do know that a lot of Silicon Valley firms, they actually are much larger emitters of greenhouse gases than people tend to think. And we also know that there is obviously a lot of innovation that comes out of that sector, but they do tend to be sort of green friendly. They're actually worse emitters than I think a lot of people are aware of.
I mean, this is a huge deal. I mean, because the image is the executives are jetting around in the Gulfstream. I'm sure you've been on many of those flights as well, Stephen Lee. I'm kidding. But you know, they're doing a green thing. How legitimate is a Silicon Valley green thing?
That's a good question. It's something that comes up a lot. It's known as greenwashing. It's this idea that, you know, you have companies who claim to be very good on the environment, and, you know, are they really? It's hard to know. A lot of those disclosures are not required. You're not always required. You're almost never required to tell investors what are you actually doing on the climate crisis.
Stephen Lee with us on the environment. We're going to have to leave it there, Stephen, because of Fed Day. But I really, a major shout out to the efforts being done at Bloomberg Green. These are tough articles, folks. These are, you know, they're not doing happy, happy, happy green in the fields. They're doing some tough journalism.